ABC Radio Australia.
To PNG now, where leaders of the Catholic Church in Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands are preparing to meet on April 29th to plan for a major celebration to mark the canonization of Blessed Peter Todot, who will become the first Melanesian person to become a saint. Pope Francis made the announcement on March 31st, 2025, following a vote by senior Catholic leaders, including cardinals and bishops, for Blessed Peter Todot to be recognized as a saint. Blessed Peter Todot was a family man who was killed by the Japanese during World War II for his stance against polygamy. And Cardinal Sir John Ribat is head of the Catholic Church in PNG, and he spoke with Carolyn Tierman.
Okay, this is a big news for the church that Peter is to be canonized. So it's a news for the world, and also not only for the church, but for everyone, even if you say we are Christians, eh? So it's an example from a person raised to that level to be canonized. So this is a big news for the church and for here also Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands, because we form one conference, Catholic Business Conference. So our plan about the news that came is a big news, and it's really kind of uniting us, and that we are recognized in the world also as church of Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands, eh? And that too in the Pacific. And so for us, the plan to celebrate this will be really something that we still have to plan in our conference, because we would like to make this celebration to participate by people throughout the church in Papua New Guinea and throughout throughout the Solomon Islands. So it's really a big thing that we have to do. But it will only start when we go into our conference at the 29th of this month, going into May. It will be about a week or so. And in that meeting, we'll be planning how this can be celebrated well. And in my thinking, or in my guessing, that could be in the four regions, because we have the four regions here in Port Moresby and the southern region, New Guinea Islands region, Bougainville and Rabaul Caving, Manus, West New Britain, and so on. That's the New Guinea Islands. And then the Highland region, again, Southern Islands, Eastern Islands, and Getenga. So that is the Highlands region. And then the Momase, Medeng, Lei, Wiwek, Wanimo, and so on. So you see, these are the regions. So we would like to see that the celebration of Blessed Peter Todot of the Church of Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands, of course, throughout the world, is we belong to the whole church. But that the celebration of it, we will own the celebration and participate in it, and express our joy, our faith, and our commitment to the work of the church and what he did. And also an encouragement to the families, because he was a family man. He was married, he has children. Then he worked as a catechist. And then he worked also as a witness to Christ in his life. So that's the whole thing. So we are happy to be able to hear this. And also that he is the first saint, if you like to say, in Melanesia. Of course, we have other regions also, ethnic regions, for example, like the Micronesians, Polynesians, like that. Australia, they have a saint already, Saint Mary Immaculate. Yeah, so the plan for the celebration, I think it will be big. What I was hearing is that the celebration must be in all parts of Papua New Guinea, especially where the church is.
With the celebrations, there will be surely masses and church celebrations, but will there also be cultural input?
Yes, the celebration will be, you know, in color, and especially here in PNG, across Solomon Islands. It is a big thing, and it will be a big celebration, but culturally, also, they will express it in the way that it is planned to be celebrated in the four regions we have. You know, in each region, there could be about 10, 11 cultural groupings in there, or could be more, and then they will be able to do that. So culturally, it will be, I believe, it will be expressed also, because people will take that as a part of their life also, and that they'll be proud, because you will be the first saint in the Pacific, second saint in the region, first Mary Immaculate. Him will be second, and that's why people will have this great joy to celebrate and express it also culturally, because he was a man, a person of culture, Papua New Guinea, and the Tolai grouping, Sesa is that. And I believe they will express it in different way in all cultural settings that we have in the regions, they will be able to express it also. So, yes, for sure. I believe it will be a celebration that includes cultural expression also.
Cardinal Sir John Ribert, we are also looking forward to reporting on this monumental day in our history.
Yes. So thank you. Well, thank you for your time also. And to the listeners, thank you for listening and following the story. And more of this will come after our meeting, because then that will be really the finalization of the program, the planning to prepare well for the canonization of Blessed Peter the Rock. Of course, some are saying already that they will be going, attending the canonization in Rome. Of course, it's a little further away and it costs money, but that's why they said the celebration should really be in all regions to make sure that people participate in the role and express their joy, their faith, and their intention to really kind of celebrate it, this in heart. Yeah?